Warning. The following show contains explicit language.
Show intro!
Are you ready?
This place is an X-File, wrapped in a cover-up and deep-fried in a paranoid conspiracy. There will be zero contact with the outside world.
Do what?
If God hasn't stopped you, the government will.
Can you dig it?
John and Winters. It's the Radio X Show.
I think this is part of the show where I say hello and welcome to the Radio X Show. John and Winters, Radio X, we are live. That's right, friends, live on the air. You can talk or text us, 516-690-7469. You can Skype us at Radio X Show. You can follow us on Twitter at Radio X Show. That's right. That's right. That's right. This is Radio X. Please don't kill me. And apparently, we are not with Whitney tonight yet. Lindsay's scheduled to be here tonight as well. So we'll see what happens with that and cookies, yeah. I don't know. I have no idea what the hell we're going to do tonight. it's going to be one of them days. One of them days, I tell you. Why? You know, I got to tell you, I am kind of excited about this show, and I am an idiot. But that's nothing to do with anything. Yeah. La 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 la. All right, so what are we doing here on the show? We got stuff, we got things, we've got cookies. Do we have cookies? No, no cookies, sorry. Thought I had cookies, no cookies. News headline will come up in a little bit. We've got the story of the week and movie spotlight today and yesterday. And we've got some cool stories to talk about as well. Most of it's printed up, too. Three movies coming out this week. We'll talk about that. And, yeah. Hopefully we'll get a Witters here on a radio show soon, too. So that'll be fun. Because really, honestly, I'm like lost. I'm like a squirrel. I don't know what the hell it's supposed to mean. But, yeah. Alrighty, I think we're ready to start this show off. I think we should get a track over here. Why? Because I've got nothing to talk about. I've got nothing to talk about. That's not true. I've got lots to talk about, but I'm going to save it all right here on the program. Because I don't want anyone to kill me. Namely, Witters. Oh, those that actually either follow me or on my Facebook page or on my page as a subscriber, you may have seen that I made a couple of decisions, some personal decisions recently. Hold on, let me see if I can find the actual commentary. What did I say? Made a couple of big decisions today. This was yesterday. One will scar me, the other will hurt me. Or one will hurt me, the other will scar me. So we'll see what that's all about. We'll talk about that maybe. It's definitely something that Whitney is involved with, I think. So we'll do that. We'll talk about some more stuff here. Holy crap, that was loud. Who the hell's producing this show, a monkey? Got a one-armed bandit in the back. Oh, I think I'll be doing a little bit of that, too. Talk about that later on, too. Radio X. Live on Skype and Radio X Show. On the Twitter, Facebook, too.
A little did it by Jack and Diane. Two man kids growing up in the heartland. Jackie gonna be a football star. Diane's debutante backseat of Jackie's car. And they go... Outside taste freeze. Diane sitting on Jackie's lap, got his hands between his knees. Jackie say, Diane, let's run off behind the shade trees. Dribble off those Bobby Brooks, girl, let me do what I please. And say,
they say life goes on, but I don't feel like living. And if I wanna die, well, that's my opinion. Yeah. I bought the ism, and now I'm flowing with the rhythm. Mozy made the beat to make a flinch before we hit him. Cause every day I'm doing what's the like show. How's he doing the hold now? Trying to keep him on the low now. Living that low life, roller coaster ride, the suicide girl. Still life goes on.
Jack and Diane. Two man kids just doing the best they can.
John and Witters. It's the Radio X Show.
Musing there on the Radio X Show. John Witters, Radio X, broadcasting live at RadioXShow.com. Want to thank you for joining us here tonight on the big show. Coming up in just a little bit, Whitney will be here, and then we'll do the news headlines. Then we'll do some other stuff here, too. But, yeah, this is the Radio X Show.
Support the show with your own Radio X Show gear, only at the Radio X Show's Shop Zone. All kinds of things are up for grabs. T-shirts, hoodies, clocks, mugs, stuff for the kids, and there's stuff for pets, too. Just go to shopzone.radioxshow.com and get your gear today.
Cat lovers, Are you tired of not being able to enjoy the company of your furry feline friend anywhere you want? Well, fear no more, because Schmedlaff Industries introduces Flatcat. Yes, it's Flatcat, the amazing new product from Schmedlaff Industries. Flatcat is a real cat, and not some polypropylene inflatable substitute. Aren't you tired of no pets allowed signs? Don't you hate it when your mother-in-law comes over and says, "This apartment smells like kitty litter"? With Flatcat, you have none of the problems associated with pet ownership. There's no food to buy, no cat box to change, no expensive trips to the veterinarian. Flatcat is a real cat, dipped in polyurethane to preserve its life for over 10,000 years. Your family pet will become a family heirloom with Flatcat.
Yeah, kitty, 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 kitty.
Flatcat is available at all Schmedlaff stores. Never needs ironing. It's a no-fuss, no-muss, fluffy friend you'll have a lifetime. Get a Flatcat today and make a solid friend for life. That's a good kitty.
Radio X!
Let's listen in. Well, that proves it. There's no intelligent life out there after all. When second best won't do.
Oh, my goodness. Radio X on air. John Witter's Radio X show. And if you want to be a part of the program, why? But if not, that's fine, too. You can sit back and relax. Enjoy the tunes. Whitney will be here soon with you. Here's Aerosmith, Radio X.
needed you.
A new robot salesman practically sells itself. It's the Onion Radio News. This is Doyle Redland reporting. The Texail Corporation introduced their newest innovation today, a lifelike cybernetic account executive that the company says practically sells itself. Priced to sell at only $800,000, the SalesBot XK3 features an attractive titanium shell and state-of-the-art emotion manipulation software. The mechanized merchant claims that it can wheel and deal at speeds unimaginable to the human mind.
If you can find me at a lower price, I'll match it. No questions asked.
SalesBot XK3 employs the three guarantees of robotic sales, the last of which stipulates that the robot will self-destruct if the customer isn't completely satisfied. Doyle Redland for the Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
Yes, I'm here to listen to the Depeche Mode and be in the tent and touch and feel.
John and Winters, it's the Radio X Show.
All right, this is... What the hell is this? Radio X! John Witter's Radio X Show.
Pumpkin Cheddar? How old is this?
If you want to go ahead and talk us or text us, you can do so. Our number is 516-690-7469. You can also Skype us. Radio X Show. You can follow us on Twitter. You can like us on Facebook. Also, at Radio X Show.
Hi!
The annoying sound you hear in the background and the voices you hear come from lovely state of Texas. But not sobriety. Lindsay. Dina friend Tori are... hanging out.
I wish this were a lonely ass state. Shit.
Apparently I gone.
John.
What'd you say?
John.
Lindsay.
I need some caulk.
Okay.
I do. I need white caulk.
That's great.
For my bathtub. I bought clear caulk. I need white caulk. And my other friend John won't bring me any.
Because he probably thinks he means something else.
No, he knows what I mean. And then he asked me if I was doing a booty call.
This is what I just heard. They called. Not a freaking clue what you said.
Well, I was all like, I need some caulk. Can you bring me some caulk? And he's like, so what you're saying is this... This is a booty call. I'm like, no, I need caulk for my bathtub. And then he, like, tried to do, like, the sexual innuendo thing, and then I corrected him. He's like, no, no, I know what you mean.
Nice. So, he's trying to fix your bathtub?
Yeah.
Trying to... Repair your pipes?
No.
Try to twist your nozzle?
I'm trying to use some sealant.
She's trying to find the man in the boat.
I'm trying to get rid of the mold.
What's that? You're trying to row her boat?
His wife.
What?
I said your bush is black now?
You know there's a town in England called Mold? Or it might be Wales. But there's a town in the United Kingdom called Mold. Spelled M-O-L-D. Mold. I just wish it was next to mildew.
I hate you.
And the Shire of Cork.
Stop it! Stop! Get it! No, it's in the Shire of Tub. Tubshire!
Oh my god.
Crackers.
Yes, I do! Ichabod can have my crackers.
This is a public service announcement of what not to do.
Hey!
What?
Be at a bar getting in a fight.
This is, organic flatbread.
No, I'm high and I'm at home eating frickin' crackers.
And I'm drunk off of whiskey.
Yeah, and Michael Nelson's pothead.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, you're disconnecting Whitney.
I'm trying to.
Is she on?
I don't know.
Where's?
I don't think she is. I don't see a Whitney.
Birthday, buddy. This is really bad. I have jury duty tomorrow.
Nice. This is great.
You should go to court like that. I am not fit to serve, Your Honor. Let me tell you, I've had too much to drink, and now I am a racist.
So what's the case? DUI. I know exactly what that's about. I hate
yesterday
you.
Yesterday I tried to change out my alternator.
What?
Man, she moved up to senior year in automotive technician.
I tried to change my alternator yesterday.
Why?
Because it dies.
Alright, fair enough. Alright, ladies and gentlemen, I think... I know. Pay attention here. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and two idiots in Texas. Please welcome, I think, Whitney. Oh god, I hope you're there, because I'm sure as hell not repeating that intro. I hear sound.
What the fuck is a shower and a grower?
What?
Whitney! Alright, before we go any further, since Whitney just came on to the show.
Time out. Hold on.
The mail woman went erect.
Shut up! She said time out, bitch.
Okay, time in.
Alright.
The male human, when erect, is one of two sizes, long or rather short. Most males grow to an extension length after a rush of blood enters the penis. This person is a grower. Some males will not grow in length when peaking an erection. These males are as long as they are gonna get, either stiff or soft like a bunny. They are known as showers or showers. I think it's showers. As they show their goods in the beginning.
Alright, Whitney, since she just came in, I think it's fair that I should let her know that Lindsay completely drunk.
Johnny's shower.
Maybe you figured this out on your own.
Just a little.
Susan was disappointed when Johnny didn't extend his man muscle more. Freddie is a grower. Linda is in a great pain in her lower abdomen after Freddie extended an extra foot.
Oh, Jesus, what did I walk in on?
She told me to call her, and I shouldn't have. I should have just said I was. I should have pretended.
Okay, time out again. I'll be right back.
All right, time out.
I'm going to text Charlie, ask him if he's
sick. She said time out, bitch. Damn. Damn, he just sat there.
I think I may have just regretted this text message I sent to my friend.
What was the text message?
Are you a shower or a grower?
He's going to show you!
Were we talking like apes or something?
Is this the same guy you were just talking to?
The one that I wanted to know if he could bring me some white cock.
He's going to show you his cock now.
He tried to fuck me anyway.
Huh?
Cock better be in a gun.
He tried to fuck me anyway.
Does he know that you have a boo?
No.
He doesn't know you've got a...
He does!
But he doesn't care.
What?
Oh, this is when I was married.
Oh, that's even better.
Uno, dos, tres, catorce.
All right, kid.
Really?
Yes, really, Whitney. And guess what? You've got it, too. Ladies and gentlemen, time for news headline.
No, I don't.
Leave the news today.
Ripped from the front pages of newspapers across the globe, it's time for today's news headline of the moment.
How long must we sing this song?
All right, it's time for the news headlines, and regardless of whether or not Whitney believes it or not, she actually has the whole deal.
All the news I've ordered for breaking news.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, with the news headlines, here's Whitney!
Yeah, not so much.
Hurry up, quickly.
Freaking broke Skype. I can't... All I have is our chat window. Like, the conference window, and that's it.
Holy crap, it's Brody the dead dog! There you go.
I'm not reading that first part.
Am I supposed to be reading that?
Oh, yes, you are.
Let Lindsay read it!
No!
Oh, Lindsay, baby! No. Ohio no. Woman Tamara Kristen, who's 29.
Alright, keep reading that to yourself.
That's so mean. Alright.
Why do you have
You're the weakest link. Goodbye!
He just muted you.
Oh, because it disconnected.
Oh.
Oh.
And asked me how the phone call was.
How was your call?
Thank you for asking. It was quite pleasant.
Great.
I shall be calling again. Suck it.
How do I fix this? Oh, I fixed it! Yay!
Great.
Shit. Okay.
It's so much easier. You can join call and I join.
What? I don't even want to know. Okay.
He keeps really? Hanging up on me.
Really?
Eh.
Alright.
Alright. News headlines.
Ohio woman Tamala Grissett, 29, was charged with obstructing official business after she allegedly faked labor pains to avoid arrest, WKRC reports. Police originally tracked Grissett down after she reportedly swiped $1,297 in goods from a local Macy's, according to Fox 19. When they attempted to make the arrest, officers said the woman gave them a fake driver's license. After police succeeded in confirming her real identity, Grissett allegedly threatened to kill one of the officers and file a false abuse complaint against him. When the officers were not deterred from making the arrest, the suspect told them she was in pain and experiencing pregnancy complications. Police transported Grissett to a nearby hospital, but once there, she made a run for it. Cops soon recaptured her and booked her into the Hamilton County Justice Center. Grissett was charged with escaping from custody, theft, aggravated menacing, and obstruction of official business, according to arrest reports. Whether or not the suspect is actually pregnant is unclear.
Aww. Lindsay's harassing.
You mean you hung up on her? I'd be harassing you, too.
Alright. What else is going on?
A man wanted for aggravated robbery in Texas must be taking his disguise lessons from Steven Tyler because the dude looks like a lady. Police in Kilgore say the suspect is a tall African-American man wearing a stylish green sleeveless knee-length dress, a white undershirt, a bob-style wig, and sunglasses. The robbery he's wanted for took place Saturday at a market. The surveillance footage from the crime scene shows the perpetrator entering the store and taking out a silver handgun described as a revolver. The robber then produced a set of handcuffs and, according to Kilgore Police Department press release, forced the clerk to handcuff himself before taking an undisclosed amount of cash from the register and clerk. He fled the scene in a white 1987 Buick four-door sedan that was located a short time later by detectives in a parking lot near the crime scene. The car is currently in the hands of the Kilgore Police Department, but the suspect remains on the loose, presumably in something besides the green dress. Anyone with additional information regarding this crime is encouraged to contact the Kilgore Police Department.
All right, let me call him right now.
You know? I have more information.
Oh, do you?
I don't know.
Oh.
No, I don't.
You asked me if I had more information. Oh,
yes. Memphis police arrested Jerrica Boyce, 25, after Boyce's aunt allegedly noticed her at a family funeral wearing jewelry that went missing from her home during a burglary a month before. Nearly $6,000 worth of were stolen from Estine Boyce's home on June 23rd, including the jewelry she reported seeing on Jerrica Boyce during the funeral on July 25th. Estine voiced her suspicions following the funeral, which prompted members of the MPD pawn shop detail to search through pawn shop databases for Estine's other jewelry. She identified a pair of hoop earrings that had also been taken from her home during the burglary. The earrings were retrieved from the pawn shop, and the pawn ticket was sent for fingerprint analysis, where it was determined that fingerprints on the pawn ticket were a match for Jerrica Boyce. Jerrica Boyce was arrested on Monday afternoon and charged with aggravated burglary and theft of property, $1,000 to $10,000. She is currently being held on $20,000 bail.
Wow! I don't know what that means.
I don't
know. I mean, I know what that means. I'm just saying, like, why would she do that? She's an idiot. I guess this means we shall return. Yeah, we'll do that. We'll take a little break. Come back here. What are we doing next here? I don't know what we're doing next. I have no thing. I have nothing. Trivia's coming up in a little bit with today and yesterday. It's Radio X Show.
I'm looking down at my lawn against the wall.
Gotta be honest with you. Kinda hate this song.
John and Winters.
I kinda liked it.
It's the Radio X Show.
The countdown is on.
The Radio X Story of the Week.
Number 5.
I just don't like it. In the beginning, it just sounds so, like, drawn out. Like, a really bad play. Ugh. This is the Radio X Show, Story of the Week time. We have 5 stories of the week, and we count them down from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Do it every week, because, you know, we're unoriginal. This is the Radio X Show, and if you want to partake in this program, you can do so. You can talk or text us, 516-690-7469. You can Skype us, Radio X Show. You can also follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook, too. Same deal, Radio X Show. Number 5 story of the week goes to the grand state of Florida, where a police officer there was caught stealing from a Goodwill store west of Daytona Beach. He retired instead of getting fired. A 23-year-old veteran of the DeLand Police Department, Bryce Miller, stopped his patrol car at the second-hand shop examining items left outside and loading them into the vehicle is what video surveillance footage caught. In fact, he did this on more than one occasion, most recently in May, according to the South Florida Sun Sentinel. When the department discovered the tapes and confronted him, he claimed he was given permission by a Goodwill employee to take the items as long as he was giving it to needy people. But no evidence was found corroborating that story, so the 58-year-old Miller was put on suspension with a recommendation that he be terminated. However, he decided he's going to retire. He did that before Police Chief Bill Ridgway could make a decision on the findings. The recommendation was for him to be terminated, but Officer Miller made an appointment with the chief, and it was his choice to resign. Before the allegations, he was scheduled to retire in 2014. Investigators said the stolen items, mostly clothing, dishes, and glasses, were given to a longtime female friend of Miller's. Apparently, she's very needy. Goodwill Industries has decided not to press charges, but the Florida Department of Law Enforcement is reviewing the investigation and said that Miller has been disciplined twice before these charges came to light. And that's your number 5 story of the week. Lindsay's harassing me on Skype.
Lindsay!
Yeah. I'll tell you all about that in a little bit, I think. She's insisting. She's like, call me! Is she harassing you yet?
No.
Alright. You're so lucky.
Nothing Lindsay ever sends me is harassment.
I don't know. Gotta see this. Alright. This is... what is this here? What did you say here? You replied to something I did yesterday?
What?
Feel like crap. That's it. No more soda or fast food. Where have I heard this before?
Oh, yeah.
What you should have said was no more fast food or for a few months. You're such a wuss. We're back in a bit. It's Radio X.
Radio X.
Are you following the show on Twitter? Why not? It's real simple. Just go to twitter.com/RadioXShow and follow us. With show updates, other fun anecdotes, and more, follow us at twitter.com/RadioXShow today.
Do you hate to go to funerals? Tired of the awkward and depressing moments just standing around? Well, at Stiffy & Son Funeral Home, we want to remind you that the first 3 letters in funeral are F-U-N Fun! We have plenty of entertainment for the kids, including pinball and arcade games, an open bar, live DJ. Plus, we beefed up the old depressing methods of burial with what else? Hamburgers and hot dogs! Roast a complimentary dog over Uncle Billy's cremation fire. Make sure you bring your swimsuit to Uncle Jerry's burial at sea in the area's largest wave pool! Or try one of our theme funerals, our most popular and special this week, Circus Send-Off! Complete with clowns and jugglers, shoot Grandpa off to his final resting place in our giant cannon!
Spend a tropical evening with our luau theme, including hula dancers, a roast pig, and Lay's for everyone. You can also try our brand new cryogenic ski package. Your loved one may be on ice, but make sure you bundle up as you hit the slopes. What a better way to say a final farewell. At Stiffy & Son Funeral Home, we try to make death the memory of a lifetime.
Radio X.
A can of Ready Whip is being audibly consumed in the next cubicle. It's the Onion Radio News. This is Doyle Redland reporting. Executive Assistant Pete Munsford is increasingly disturbed by what he claims is the audible consumption of Ready Whip in the office cubicle a few feet away. Too busy to investigate precisely where the gas-compressed dessert topping is being spewed, Munsford is certain it's going directly into one of his co-workers' mouths. High on Munsford's list of suspects is the overly made-up fat woman in the accounting department who brings her lunch to work in old Cool Whip containers. Well, Redland for the Onion Radio News, online at The Onion.
The show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
John and Winters. It's the Radio X Show.
No, the thing is not on. Oh, yeah. It's a Radio X Show. John and Winters. I just heard my iPad go off. I don't know.
I didn't do
iPad
it, I promise.
It's right here.
Radio X Show with John and Winters. And, what the hell happened over here? Are we on time? Are you fucking serious?
Woo!
I have no idea how it's possible. Alright, so, last night, I'm about ready to go to bed. And, I don't know. I looked outside the window, getting ready to, you know, get things going and call my, you know, turn the light off, whatever. And I see a car slowly in front of the house, and then they wave like a light. So it's like a cop. I'm like, what? And then there's a second one, and a third one, and a fourth one right behind them, and they all pull up in front of the house. I'm like, what the fuck? I get a better look outside. They're actually pulled over next door to my neighbor's house. And apparently there's like a truck in the driveway or something. I'm like, oh shit. 1 in the morning, raid. Oh. So, here I am. I'm in my window with the light off, trying to peek out and not look like one of those stupid little freaking old biddies that you hear and see about on TV. Like, what's going on over there?
I love that, though.
I hear some muffling. I think they're going back and forth. And then somebody got really loud. No. We're sorry. I just, you know, if this is a misunderstanding, you know, accept their apologies, but we never... And then it got loud again. Then the police lights went on. I'm like... And then they went off and then they left and that was it. There was no nothing. There was no craziness. I'm like, are you serious? That was it? Damn it.
See, that's how we...
That's how the incident in front of the Casa de Witters.
Yeah, Casa de Kyle. That's how we felt when the Casa de Kyle one went down. We're like, oh yeah, they're out of the car. They're searching the car. This is a drug bus. This is awesome. And
oh, this was in front of Kyle's place?
That was in front of Kyle's house. The one that we thought was a drug bust. And we're like, yeah, this is awesome. There's like 5 police cars out there. They're searching the car. They made the kids get out. They're like driving away. And then like, they just let the kids get back in the car and they drive off and we're like, are you fucking kidding me?
I was so upset.
That was it?
Yeah. But yeah, it was like weird too, because like, it was one car that was right in front of me and it was a trooper. I'm like, a trooper? How the fuck is a state trooper involved? They're never involved with anything. They're like on the highways and that's it around here. Suffolk County's got like, you know, a pistol of cops to do what they need to do. So here I am, I'm looking at them. I'm like, First thing I thought was, all right, do I have any outstanding library books? All right. It is time for today and yesterday. And today is August 8, 2012. Today, in 1974, President Richard Nixon announced he would resign following new damaging revelations in the Watergate scandal. Today in 1988, 39,012 baseball fans attended the first night baseball game at Chicago's Wrigley Field. Today in 1991, students at Stanley Community College in Albemarle, North Carolina, they set a world record by filling a container with 5,438 cubic feet of popped popcorn.
That sounds delicious.
In 2001, an Egyptian man claimed he had been married 203 times. The 78-year-old Mustafa Samada said he first got married in 1947. He only had three children and said he was permanently searching for his ideal woman. Egyptian and Islamic law both allow polygamy but limit the number of wives to four at any one time. In 2004, actress Faye Ray held the top of the Empire State Building by the giant ape in the 1933 film classic King Kong, died in New York City at the age of 96. And in 2006, a jetliner landed safely after one of its doors fell off and crashed to the earth next to a supermarket shortly after its departure from Sao Paulo, Brazil. No one was hurt in the incident. The Fokker 100 plane with 79 people aboard en route to Rio de Janeiro returned to the airport safely 18 minutes after takeoff.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. You live in a zoo.
You
look like a monkey.
That's you.
And
you smell like
one, two.
Shut the fuck up. You shut the fuck up. I would tell you to kiss my ass, but you probably can't find it, you blind motherfucker.
Happy birthday!
Birthdays today for actor Dustin Hoffman, he's 75. U2's The Edge is 51. TV anchor woman Deborah Norville, 54. Actor Donnie Most is 60. Tennis pro Roger Federer is 32. And cartoon dog Odie from Garfield is 35 years old today. I know, that's so lame. Anyway, it's time for Today and Yesterday Trivia. We have three wonderful questions and zero right answers for Liv or Whitney. I'm sure Lindsay wouldn't get these right either. Lindsay wouldn't get her name right about now. Today and Yesterday Trivia. Let's start off with our first question with birthday boy Dustin Hoffman. How many children does Dustin Hoffman have? One? Three or six? Dustin Hoffman. How many children does Dustin Hoffman have?
Six.
How many children does actor Dustin Hoffman have?
Is that one of the options? I'm not sure.
One, three, or six?
Six.
All right, kids, put your pencils down. How many children does Dustin Hoffman have? One, three, or six? Whitney said six. Survey says the answer is six. Karina, Jenna, Jacob, Rebecca, Max, and Alexandria. Our next question. Which one of these was a common delicacy at Roman feasts? Which one of these was a common delicacy at Roman feasts? A. Butterfly wings. B. Flamingo tongues. Or C. Pig's feet. Which was a common delicacy at Roman feasts? butterfly wings, flamingo tongues, or pig's feet?
I'm going to say, yeah, I don't know.
Think about them wacky, crazy Romans.
Did they even have flamingos in Italy? I know, no, but it's definitely not butterfly wings. Pig's feet? Do they eat pig? Don't people eat pig's feet? Pickled pig's feet? That's not like a delicacy. I'm going to say flamingo tongues. Because I don't even think they had flamingos in Italy.
All right, time's up. Put your pencils down. Which was a common delicacy at Roman feasts? Was it A, butterfly wings, B, flamingo tongues, or C, pig's feet? Whitney said flamingo tongues. Survey says... And our final question. Which of the following words is a tautonym? Which of the following words is a tautonym? Is
it A? What the hell is a tautonym?
Leotard, B, tutu, or C, tiara? Which of the following words is a tautonym? Leotard, tutu, or tiara? Stop Googling.
I'm talking to Rochelle on Facebook.
Well, don't talk for a couple minutes.
Okay. What's a tautonym?
Which of the following words is a tautonym? Leotard, tutu, or tiara?
Like I said, what's a... tutu.
You should have put time on you.
I don't know. Leotard and tiara don't have, like, anything, like, interesting about them. What the fuck's a tautonym? I'm guessing if you told me what a tautonym is, it would ruin the answer.
Oh, duh.
Then I'm going to say tutu because it's the only one that has any sort of, like, repetition or anything in it.
Okay, what does that have to do with the word?
I don't know, but every time something's like, there's a special name for words that are spelled the same way forwards as they are backwards. Isn't that a palindrome?
None of these words are forwards and backwards.
I know, but isn't like that a palindrome?
I'm not asking about a palindrome. I'm asking about a tautonym. Which of the following words is a tautonym? Is it leotard, tutu, or tiara?
This is my reasoning, okay? I know it's got to be palindrome. Palindromes are spelled the same way forwards as they are backwards. So that's kind of like a pattern that makes it give them a special name. So, this is another special name for a word, and there's no, like, any kind of repetition or anything in leotard. There's no repetition or anything, like, special about tiara. Tutu is the only one that's, like, different because it's the same thing twice.
Have you ever worn a tiara?
No, I have not.
Well, maybe that's why you think a tiara is special. You're a deprived little girl. What kind of sweet 16 did you have? You didn't have a tiara.
I'm still saying tutu. I didn't have a sweet 16. My sweet 16 consisted of me, my family, and Michael. And that was it.
Impressive.
Okay. Which of the following words is a tautonym? Is it leotard, tutu, or tiara? Whitney's going with tutu. Survey says, I'm shocked she's gotten three in a row correctly. Google is her friend. It's Radio X Show.
Google's not my friend. Hey, it's Twitter's from the Radio X Show, and I want to let you know, where's the rest of the script at? Hey, it's Twitter's from the Radio X Show. Thanks for... Fuck.
Can I try that again? Hey, it's John from the Radio X... I think you gave me the wrong copy. Hey, it's Witters from the Radio X show, and I want to invite you to listen to the show. How's that?
It's the Radio X show. Talking rock radio never sounded this weird. Tune in each week to the Radio X show on this radio station, broadcasting live every Wednesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central.
Hi, this is Ronnie Wood of the Stones for Rad. You know it's okay to rock and roll and party, because I do it all the time. Just let someone else do the driving. That's what I do. Remember, rock lives, and you should too. Please don't drink and drive.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Rad, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Radio X!
They just develop too fast. 12-year-old girls with big s***s. I mean, what's going on?
John and Winters. It's the Radio X Show.
to Radio X Show with John and Winters. Sorry, I was taking a drink. And every time you did the tapping thing, I almost snorted it out my nose, and that would have been terrible, because then there would have been Smirnoff all over my keyboard.
Really? Am I the only one not drinking tonight?
Dude, we'll put it this way. This is why I'm drinking. I left work at 10:10. That's when 10:08 is when I walked out of the building. Guess what time IKEA closes?
Noon.
9.
9? What? 9 what?
That's when it closed.
9 o'clock?
At work an hour after they closed.
Stupid IKEA, did you get lost there? Is that what took you so long?
No, I wish. No,
yeah, she'd never leave.
And customers.
Alright, so, apparently Lindsay's back and completely trashed, and,
I'm not.
No. You still looking for cock?
I need cock, but no one can deliver me the cock.
And, Tori's still there. She, still, flying up there?
I'm just, like, chilling.
She's hovering.
She's just, like, chilling. I mean, paying attention.
She's like a frisbee. She's like an ice cube. She's chilled.
You're like a moron.
She's frozen.
I'm actually pretty warm and comfortable.
Okay. Brrr. You're a lizard.
And,
yeah.
Yeah.
You're a lizard.
Yeah.
You're a moron. You're an idiot.
Right now, yeah.
Not you, her. And always.
Oh.
Alright. This is the Radio X train wreck, and if you want to be a part of the program, you're a moron. But, if you feel that you need to do just that, you can talk or text us 516-690-7469. You can Skype us at Radio X Show. You can follow us on Twitter. You can like us on Facebook. This is.
How many people are listening to us?
The radio. I don't know. I'm not going to everyone's house and saying, are you listening to us?
Two
people are listening to us?
Yeah, two people.
Yeah. One of them is on the show. The other one is not paying any attention anymore.
Where's that dude? What's his face?
I don't know.
Whatever happened to Shane?
He joined a convent.
I thought you were going to say he joined a cult. That would make a little bit more sense.
Well, yeah, what's the difference? It's the same shit with him. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
He joined a Witter's cult.
Oh, no.
What?
I think that was the end.
What's a Witter?
Didn't he get, like, all, like...
What?
Whitney, didn't he get all, like, super mondo religious with you at one point? You were like, yeah, no, bye-bye.
Did you hear her?
Yeah, I heard.
What did she say?
I'm appalled. She said, what's a Witter? I am deeply offended.
Witter is Whitney. Witters is Whitney. That's a Witter.
I'm deeply offended. No, wait. What's this about the religious stuff?
One boob's a Witter. Witters.
Didn't he like get like super like, oh, please, I'll save you or whatever bullshit with you?
Oh, Shane.
Yeah.
No, I just got, truthfully, honestly got sick of him preaching against, what? Like, judgment and bigotry and stuff like that, and then doing the same thing.
I wonder how he feels about Chick-fil-A.
And I cannot be friends with someone who every single post is, like, just bashing the shit out of other people. So,
like in general, or just like, I mean, because you know, that's kind of us.
Did he start like marrying multiple people?
No,
my sister wives.
It's one thing when you bash people on a 3-hour fake internet radio show. It's another thing when you go in public
No, it's one thing when you bash somebody on a 3-hour radio show and you're joking about it for the most part, and it's a joke.
I love the way, for the most part.
Or when you 100% fully believe that you're right and all of these people are going to hell just because you told them they're going to hell.
I thank you. Fuck. I thank you. Fuck. I thank you. Fuck.
What a douche.
So, he's on Rush Limbaugh's radio show now, right?
No, he's on no one.
Rush Limbaugh's?
Dude, I listened to Rush Limbaugh for like 3 hours the other day. I actually listened to him. I'm traumatized.
I gotta tell you, when I first got into radio and when he first started getting on the air and I started listening to his show, I was impressed that this guy could talk for 3 hours about nothing.
He talks about how angry he is. He's so angry. Those people are gay.
Angry. Yeah, 20 years ago,
when he said stuff, he had a purpose.
Every little thing he says, like, you know, like, when I was listening to him, he was having trouble with Apple. Like, his Siri wouldn't work anymore on his iPhone. And he was offering a free MacBook to someone who could solve his problem. He had 3 MacBooks, and he was like, if you can call in and tell me your solution that that would work, I will send you one of these MacBooks. And so somebody did call in, and he tried something, and he tried it over a break, and he came back, and he was like, well, that didn't work. But if I was Barack Obama, I would send that guy the MacBook anyways, but I'm not, so I'm not going to.
What the hell?
Are you kidding me?
So you're saying Barack Obama's a nice guy? What?
Every little thing in the world he uses as a chance to try to bash Obama. Everything.
Are we still talking about Shane?
No, we're talking about Rush Limbaugh. Come on.
Okay, wait, why is...
although, you know...
Same person, you know.
It might as well be. Very close.
Might as well.
What would happen with Shane is he had some wine that was made from grapes that grew on a rose bush.
And then he drank it.
I just, like, I have no problem being friends with people who are opinionated and who are religious and stuff. But I cannot stand and I will not continually sit and watch someone be so intolerant of other people.
Bless you, my child.
You can think I'm going to hell all you want, but you start pointing that out to me, I'm going to punch you in the face.
See, I really need you to punch him in the face. I would send you to Pittsburgh, Kansas to punch him in the face. But then he'll probably get a hard on. He'll be like,
bless you, my child.
Oh, Whitney. Oh, would you like to go on a...
And I'm a redneck
date with me?
Dude, I don't understand, like, how long has he been like this?
I don't know.
No, because, like, he was still, like, hitting on me, like, earlier this year, and it was while he was doing all of this stuff on Facebook before I finally removed him. Like, didn't he know that, like, dating me was, like, a one-way ticket to a VIP seat in hell?
I don't know, man, because, like, I mean...
He could convert me.
He hit on Christy. He hit on Chinoa.
What are
he hit on you?
Someone with here.
Whore?
Lindsay, he even macked it up to a little. He was trying to you
yeah,
know...
He tried a little bit.
He took
I still
some
get
effort.
It.
He would just call and every once in a while be like, hi, Lindsay.
And it was always so creepy sounding, too. He'd be like, so, how you doing this, Shane?
I love good. This. I want this glass. It's a glass that says, I'm outdoorsy. I like getting drunk on patios.
That's so funny, Whitney.
Okay. I bet I'm hanging up on y'all.
Lindsay, I like the way you laugh.
Okay. One thing, I'm pretty sure he never sounded like Beavis.
You never heard him laugh? He always had that weird, like, stuttered laugh. Like, what the fuck? Although, in hindsight, I'm starting to think maybe he wasn't laughing.
Ew.
Now that we have her sanity,
holy Hollywood,
let's go ahead and Tori might have to take over because sitting in her place is Lindsay the laughing puppy. It apparently sounds like a parakeet now. Alright, time for the Hollywood Report with those somebody
and
I know.
Now, here with an unlimited supply of misinformation is Miss Know-It-All!
It's Lindsay, I think.
It's about Randy Travis! Okay, you read every other word, okay?
No, that's... Yes. I'm too high for that shit. I can't concentrate on that.
Randy Travis threatened to shoot and kill the troopers who arrested him for drunk driving last night. This according to the Grayson County Sheriff's Office. Cops received a call at 11:18 p.m. from a person who stated there was a man lying in the roadway. When cops arrived to the scene, they noticed Travis's 1998 Pontiac Trans Am had driven off the road and slammed into several barricades in the construction zone. Travis was initially arrested for DWI, but once he was inside the cop car, officials said the singer threatened to shoot and kill working troopers working the case. As we previously reported, Travis was naked and rode bareback while he was being transported to the station.
How he went on horse?
When he arrived at the end of the cop game, Travis
Trojan Mom
mugshot and the paper suit to cover his man's parts. Travis was scored and cut shot. Injuries were told he suffered when he crashed his car into the construction zone. Travis was charged with a DWI and retaliation for making threats. Travis was released on after posting a $21,000 bail.
$1,500.
Okay, I rounded down. Why the fuck is this man driving a 1998 Pontiac Trans Am?
Yeah, they're sure that was Randy Travis.
I love Randy Travis. That motherfucker crazy.
Apparently.
Called to an L.A. Costco yesterday after comedian Joan Rivers handcuffed herself to a shopping cart during a one-woman protest against the wholesale store comparing the place to Nazi Germany.
You know the Germans always...
TMZ broke the story. Joan claims Costco banned her new book, I Hate Everything Starting With Me, because of several racy jokes on the back cover. So yesterday, she staged a protest in Burbank against what she called unjust censorship. Joan yelled into a bullhorn, Costco should not be like Nazi Germany. Next thing, they'll be burning the Bible. Joan then walked into the store and handcuffed herself to a random woman's shopping cart. Cops who then asked Joan to leave, which she did, and that was that.
Great.
The parents of the passenger who was also killed in Ryan Dunn's fatal 2011 high-speed car crash are suing the jackass's Star Estate, claiming Dunn was extremely drunk when he wrecked his Porsche and is responsible for killing their son. TMZ broke the story. Dunn had been drinking heavily before he crashed his Porsche into a tree at 132 miles per hour in Pennsylvania on 352 in June 2011, killing himself and his passenger, Zachary Hartwell. Now, Hartwell's parents have filed a lawsuit against Dunn's estate, and the bar where Dunn had been done doing his drinking before the crash.
We're done drinking?
Was negligent in serving Dunn after he was obviously hammered. The Hartwells also claimed Dunn was reckless and negligent by operating his vehicle while under the influence of alcohol and should not have been driving at extremely dangerous speeds. Zach's parents are suing for unspecified damages, claiming they've lost the services, guidance, and comfort of their son. State to cover expenses associated with Zach's death, including funeral costs. Zach's parents are also suing on behalf of their son's estate, claiming Dunn and the bar should pay for the pre-impact fright, fear, pain, and suffering that Zach experienced before he died. Zach's parents also want both parties to pay for the wages Zach would have earned during his lifetime.
Okay, I have a question.
Half of that story being Zach's parents want.
I've got a question.
Yes?
And this is serious. They wanted to pay for the funeral, which means what? He's still out of the ground? It's been over a year. Bury him. I would think you'd want to do that by now.
It's probably not paid off. But, I mean, look, I get them, okay, yeah, pay for the damages done, pay for the funeral, blah, blah, blah. But we're suing for our son's pain and suffering before the accident.
Don't forget the lost wages.
And the lost wages? Yeah, that's the one that got me. I'm like, what? Because he wouldn't have... He's not going to give you his money anyways. Like, it's not your money.
I think the idea is that if he was working, he'd be making... I don't know. What's the minimum wage in Pennsylvania?
$7.25.
All right, so he'd be making $7.25 an hour working at McDonald's.
How old was this kid?
Like 28.
Well, but like, all right, his parents have no claim to that money. Period.
But they're suing on behalf of the estate, so they do if they're suing on behalf of the estate.
No, they're suing Dunn's estate.
No,
right,
they're suing
on behalf of his estate.
Oh. Yeah, but how do they like, no.
There's two estates suing each other.
Yeah.
In a commonwealth that isn't a state.
Yeah. My dead son is suing your dead son.
That's ridiculous. And, well, you know what? Dead son that's getting sued can afford better lawyers. Dead son who's suing's not going to get a shit. Get a dime, probably.
I don't know. Like, seriously, if something happened with my dad and he died and he left everything to me, and say he got in a wreck and someone else wanted to sue him on behalf of someone that was dead, so it automatically went to me, I mean, what the fuck do
no,
we have
it,
anything?
It wouldn't go to you. It would go to the estate.
Which would then be collected by the parents.
Now,
it depends on the trust.
Yeah, but typically the estate remains intact until, like, all the assets are dissolved.
Yeah, but regardless, right. He had no children, this guy had no children, so the only people who stand to benefit from it are his parents.
Are you sure he has no children?
I'm pretty sure he didn't have any.
His parents were the one doing it. It didn't say his wife. And
why? Yeah. Why would if he had children, but his children would be the ones that would have to sue.
Especially if it was a Jackson.
No. If they were underage, plus they don't have to be the executor of his estate. His parents could be the executor of his estate.
It's amazing how talking about something like this has made Lindsay so sober.
I'm gonna
quick, bitch, drink.
Give me a minute. Skip this ad.
I'm Googling this guy.
Alright, Tori, your turn.
Was that it?
Yeah, that's it for that. Your turn.
And he was 30.
It's great. Move on. Next.
Lindsay.
She doesn't know what we're talking about.
They're talking about, yeah, it's Zach Hartwell, right?
And yeah. He was married.
Zach Hartwell was?
Yeah, he was married.
Then why wasn't his wife the executor of his estate?
Because you don't have to, like, I could...
Hold on. It was Maybe. Ryan Dunn's passenger.
Yeah, his passenger. Zachary Hartwell should never have gotten in the car either.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
Because that's what the attorney's going to fight is he got in the car along with Ryan Dunn. He didn't hold a gun to his head. It was his choice to get into the passenger seat.
Well, maybe he was shoved in. Maybe he was done, too. And get
Zach
it?
Zach Hartwell has no children. He did not get shoved into the car.
Well, how do you know? You weren't there.
Because
maybe he stumbled in.
No. Yeah, so what? If he stumbled in, he still made a conscious decision to get in the car. Maybe not conscious, well, but it was still
He was not forced into the car.
Fucked up, too. He can't say shit.
Yeah, how would you know if he's fucked up? How's he gonna know he's not fucked? You know, he's alright. Tell me he was alright.
Yeah, but see, the thing is if Zach Hartwell can say, you know, it's not, well, if dead Zach Hartwell can say, it's not my fault because I was fucked up when I got in the car, the same applies to Ryan Dunn. It's not my fault I was fucked up when I got in the car.
Exactly.
But if he, let's say he didn't crash and got to an accident, he'd be arrested.
Yeah, he would be arrested.
Not the other guy.
Yeah, but you can't say that it's one person's fault for getting somebody killed if that other person got in the car, too.
Hold on. If I got in a car right now with you, John,
and you got in a crash and killed us both, it was my conscious decision to get in that car.
Hold on. We have a message right now. I think this is a... Hold on, what is... No, this can't possibly be.
Don't even.
Oh my god, I don't believe this. It's dead Zachary Hartwell.
It's dead Zach Hartwell? No.
I need an ambulance. Oh my god, my head hurts still. Oh. dead Zach Hartwell. What happened?
I don't know, I feel like Sonny Bono.
Oh. I don't know what that means.
Jim Carter!
Oh, it's right, because he hit a tree!
The speeding accident!
And we lost him, just like that.
Oh, and I just found something. In July of 2011, Zach Hartwell's family did all this stuff. Like, all these interviews saying that they were not going to sue Dunn's estate because it was a mutual accident, blah, 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 blah.
Estate.
Well, you know, maybe they weren't going to do it, but the estate. You know, dead Zach Hartwell said, you know what? I want my dead money.
No, he was...
So, hold on, they did it.
George Hartwell, one of the people suing them, was quoted saying, "Why would we sue? Zach made the same mistakes. He speeds, he drives like a maniac, he drinks. Why should I make a monetary gain on my son's death? It's not going to bring him back. They both made the same mistakes. Mistakes are made."
Okay, so she publicly went on the record and said that, right?
Yeah, went on the record and said that.
Let me tell you something right now, okay? If I sit there and I'm telling you, and I sit there
that's binding.
If I go to you... Whitney, if I say to you right now, let's say...
She was being a public figure at the time and she publicly went on the record to the press.
But they're talking about the God, the Father.
No,
right,
yes,
but if I said to you, Whitney, I am not going to sue Lindsay for the way this show turned out today.
Yeah, I know.
And then I found myself a year later eating Happy Meals because that's all I can afford.
Because you get paid so well doing the show?
Well, you know.
I understand
I'll be eating Happy Meals anyway, but that's another story.
That's just proof that the only reason you're doing it is for the money.
Well, you know. We don't know. For all we know, they're eating Happy Meals then, too.
In Nantucket!
What?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that Zach Hartwell's family's not that bad off.
Eating Happy Meals or in Nantucket?
All right, let's wrap up this segment.
Fuck it, Nantucket.
Shut up and suck it.
All right, we'll wrap it up. Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes are like sharing their time with Suri. Okay.
Okay, great.
Story,
hold
like,
on, wait. Stop a second. Stop a second. Stop, hold on. Stop 1 second. Lindsay, did you see what she just did there?
She paraphrased. It was
when
good.
When I said, all right, let's wrap it up, she did what? Let's try this again. Sorry. Wrap it up.
All right, so Ben Affleck's going to do some shit with Will Bill's Justice League or something.
Will Bill?
That's what it says. Will Bill.
Where's Will Bill?
Will Bill.
Oh, Will Bills. Justice League script.
Look, he's going to work on
wrapping it up.
Joss Whedon's going to do Avengers 2.
Woo!
See?
And he also will create a Marvel-related TV series for ABC.
Which is going to be stupid.
All right, look, let's try this again. Tori, you wrap it up.
No.
We did just wrap it up.
You wrap it up. And let me show Lindsay how to wrap it up.
They want you to wrap this one up again in a pretty package with a pink bow.
This one?
And some sprinkles.
My Otterbox fell apart.
Joss Whedon is going to do a sequel to The Avengers.
Thank you. That's how it's done.
But I thought the TV series sounded interesting, so I wanted to add it.
But she the is, TV no, series is not going to be interesting, no matter
John,
what.
She
is
no concept. Listen. Shut up. Oh, thank you.
I need some talk.
I bet you do. It's a Radio X show.
For my bathtub.
so much for us being on time. We're counting them
down. The Radio X Story of the Week.
Number four.
John and Winters. It's the Radio X Show.
All right, we're counting down these crap. Number 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We're at the number 4 spot. Number 4 story of the week. Here we go to Columbia, Tennessee. When you're out of beer and you need a ride to get some, who do you call?
Ghostbusters.
You call Ghostbusters for beer? Whitney, who do you call? If you need beer and you're out of booze, who do you call?
Nobody, because I don't drink beer.
All right, if you're out of booze, who do you call?
I call Kelly and tell her to pick some up somewhere.
Nobody?
What?
If I'm out of beer, I call Kelly and say, hey, can you stop at the store and pick some beer up on the way home?
Oh, not call.
I'm just saying, that's who I'm going to call.
67-year-old Alan Troy Brooks called the cops. He dialed 911.
911?
Yeah, city police arrested him after he allegedly called emergency dispatchers at least 9 times on Saturday. Most of the calls were hang-ups, but a dispatcher said at least once the caller asked if someone could send him a ride so he can buy some beer. Police officer Seneca Shield said he told Mr. Brooks that if he cooperated, he would just receive a citation. But authorities said Brooks denied making calls and claimed he didn't even have a telephone. Brooks was arrested, charged with making 911 calls in a non-emergency situation. You ran out of booze. How is that not an emergency?
Yeah, it depends on the
question. I mean, I don't get it. I need your booze. Liquor me up, baby. Radio X.
Soldier.
show the world that you love the show with a Radio X Show fan sign. What better way of showing your devotion to us than by writing on yourself? Grab a marker, write Radio X Show on yourself, take a picture, and send it to the show. Just email John at RadioXShow.com and we'll post the salute on the website. Radio X!
I have a confession to make. Being with a woman always makes me nervous. I'm always afraid they'll make fun of me since I only have one testicle.
Then why not try new Lee Press-On Testicles?
Press-On Testicles?
That's right. Press-On nails are fine for women, but what can that do for a man who only has one testicle?
Boy, howdy.
But Lee Press-On Testicles are made specifically for the one-testicled man in mind. Simply pick out the testicle size that's right for you.
I'll go with the large egg.
Then press your way to a multi-testicled you. Add the gloss and faux pubic hair, and no one can tell where you begin and the testicle ends.
Oh, Jim, you're so sexy. And you have two testicles. You're such a man.
Thank you.
And thank you, Press-On Testicles. Lee Press-On Testicles. You won't just have fun, you'll have a ball.
If ever there were a time for peace,
prosperity, and kindness to one another,
this ain't it.
Radio X.
Love affair is not torrid enough for an area man. It's the Onion Radio News. This is Doyle Redland reporting. Married forklift operator Nate Ronson says his current love affair with stripper Crystal Poison is nowhere near torrid enough. Ronson had hoped that sex with the unstable lap dancer would, quote, blow his mind. But instead, he says, the relationship has moved toward mutual understanding, trust, and personal growth.
I can get that from my wife. I need that red hot loving.
Ronson plans to break up with Poison and engage in, quote, absolutely filthy sex with his supervisor's cock-crazy teenage daughter. Doyle Redland for The Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
The year was 2004. Gas prices were under $2 a gallon. And America was enjoying the fifth season of The Sopranos.
Blah, 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 blah,
John and Witters.
Hey!
It's the Radio X Show.
Yay! Radio X, John and Witters.
What?
You can harass us. We are on the air. You can talk or text us. 516-690-7469. You can Skype us, Radio X Show. You can follow us on Twitter. You can like us on Facebook. This is the Radio X Show. Come on, clap with me.
No, thank you.
Damn it, Whitney. Wow. Sounds like you're about to like cough up a lung, then you sneeze at the same time. That's scary. Alright, this is the best radio show we've ever done since the last time we did a show. Not really saying much. But, yeah. So, yeah, baby. I don't know. So, just reading this story, I had a little giggle. Because I'm like, really? People would do this? I don't know about you. I mean, now mind you, I did not get sushi. But I went over to a hibachi joint on Friday for my first time. I've never done hibachi before. But apparently, in Miami, there's a place called the Kung Fu Kitchen and Sushi at the Catalina Hotel and Beach Club. They're offering a deal now until September 30th, which will allow you, the diner, to eat off discreetly dressed human platters. Yes, that's right. This is eating sushi raw. Fans of smoked salmon, crab meat, avocados, cucumbers, wasabi, they can dine to their delight starting at $500. Dinner package can include 5 to 6 feet of sushi. Eat your raw fish off a naked body. Basically, the chef makes a chef's choice, an omakase. And, let's see here. It's mostly for groups, parties, bachelorette parties, birthday parties. Birthday parties? Really? Birthday parties? Happy birthday! Blew out the candle! What? You can apparently call in advance or pop in, and hopefully they'll have someone that will want to take off their clothes and lie on a table for you. Yeah. Eat your sushi. Brrr. Yeah. I feel like we've read a story similar to this before. Didn't we do this, like, maybe they do this every year. Maybe this is a way for them to get in the news. Because I feel like I'm about to ask you this question. Would you eat off a naked body?
No.
In public, that is.
No.
Would you eat off a naked body in general?
No.
And Whitney is a mute.
I'm on mute?
I can't hear you.
I can't hear me either. I didn't change anything.
There you go.
Oh.
That we heard.
That was disgusting.
Oh. I know, do it again.
No. I would not eat off a naked body.
In general? Or, like, what
in
if
general,
it was a, what,
period.
What if it was a, still, so there's no food play with you then?
No. I don't care if it's my husband of 65 years. No.
Your husband of 65 years, I probably wouldn't want you to eat off him either.
You know what I mean. We're counting them
down. The Radio X Story of the Week.
Number three. All right, time for the Story of the Week. We're at the number three spot for your Story of the Week. We go to Indiana, Pennsylvania, where cops have charged two out-of-state men with robbing two other men in Western PA by claiming they were recording a video for a reality TV show called You Just Got Robbed. Cops in Indiana, PA tell the Associated Press that the incident took place at around 1:20 in the morning on Sunday. Suspects apparently attended a nearby technical school. They are identified as 21-year-old Randall Smith of Temple Hills, Maryland, and 18-year-old Artie Goodwin of Memphis, Tennessee. Here's what happened. Cops said one of the men put the victims into headlocks while the other recorded the robbery, in which $20 was taken from one of the victims on a cell phone. Online court records don't list attorneys for the men. Smith posted bail. Goodwin remained in the Indiana County Jail on Monday. This is about 45 miles northeast of Pittsburgh. Although, you know, I gotta tell you, the concept of that sounds pretty funny. Wouldn't that be a cool show? Let's see what's on TV. What's this? What was that other show that I really liked the other day? It was, The Renters. What the fuck is it? Oh, man. It's like these two guys are trying to kick people out of houses. And then there's, the hell was it? Repo Wars. Where they're repossessors. They're taking your cars away and they give you a trivia question. If you can get 3 out of 5 questions right, you get to keep your car. And not everybody keeps their car. I love that show. That one's a great one. But yeah. And then, what's this? Oh, new one, TLC. You just got robbed. You just got to sign this release and this waiver to not arrest us. Oh, my goodness. All right, we'll be back with the movie spotlight. Can you believe this? We're back on time again. We got rid of Lindsay. Look at that. Radio X.
Radio X. John, this is Clay. I'm stuck in traffic on the Florida, not even the Florida Turnpike. I'm on 75, about to go on the Florida Turnpike, trying to get back to South Florida. Been stuck in traffic for 3 hours, and I was flipping through Mizzou, and I found an old Radio X show. So, thank you, sir.
The Radio X Show. If you can't listen live, then download the show at RadioXShow.com.
Ranger Station.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting in the forest.
Uh-huh.
1 second, I'm having a smoke. Next thing I know, I'm face-to-face with Smokey Bear.
Wow.
And he told me it only takes one spark to start a wildfire.
Did you know 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans?
I had no idea.
That's why Smokey's famous, and you're not. Get your Smokey on. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Radio X!
Ooh, Lord, am I trouble so hard? Ooh, Lord, am I trouble so hard? Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know. So hard, ooh, Lord, my trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God.
We ditch that for a clunk of bulky 8-track. FM radio progresses, and sometimes it's even in stereo. Who cares?
Put that in your hash pipe and smoke it, you dumbass.
John and Winters. It's the Radio X Show.
La la la! We're back!
Woo! Radio X, John and Winters.
Yay! Talk or text us, 516-690-7469. Skype us at Radio X Show. Follow us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. This is Radio X Show.
Real movies, fake reviews. It's the Radio X Movie Spotlight.
Are we really at that time of the night? Looks like we are. It's time for the Radio X Movie Spotlight. And with the movie spotlight, we take a look at the movies coming out this week. Before we do that, here's Whitney with a look at last week's box office report.
Yay! Box office.
Yes.
Number 5 is the movie The Watch, making $6.5 million. What was that about? Number 4 was Ice Age Continental Drift, making 8.6.
Mm-hmm.
3, Diary of a Wimpy Kid, Dog Days, making $14.6 million. Number 2, Total Recall, making $25.6 million.
Okay.
And number 1, staying at number 1,
Forever.
The Dark Knight Rises, $35.7 million.
Last number one movie ever. All right, now what? All right,
I don't know.
The Dark Knight Rises, 3 weeks. Grossed more money. Here's a trivia question for all of you. Than all top 5 movies combined. Than the other 4. Number 1, number 2, 3, 4, and 5 did not make as much money as Dark Knight Rises did in 3 weeks. Pretty sad. Alright, it's time for the movie spotlight. We've got three movies coming out this week. This one, let's see here. I think Tommy Lee Jones is in this one. This is Hope Springs.
Happy anniversary.
They are so beautiful. Both are
old. Mm-hmm. So what did you guys get each other?
Yeah, 31. What gift is that? Silver, ivory?
Oh, we got each other the new cable subscription.
Oh, great.
It's a lot of channels.
If you're wondering,
it feels like Arnold and I aren't going towards anything anymore. I want a real marriage again.
I think for that to happen, we'd have to risk everything just to shake things up.
It's not impossible.
and it's not too late.
Well, you want to go to intensive couples counseling in Maine?
The flight leaves tomorrow. I'm going to be on it.
I hope you're happy.
Jay and Arnold, I'm so glad you're here.
Well, that makes one of us.
You two have come here to try to restore intimacy to your marriage.
This is insane. We're not 22 years old anymore.
I would like to assign you your first exercise. Tonight, I would like you to spend a period of time with your arms around one another.
I think we better stop.
I'm going to ask you to take a leap of faith and try something.
I'm looking for sex tips for a straight woman from a gay man.
It's most likely way out of your comfort zone.
I'm just not... That's not me. I just can't do that.
You come up here, you spend 1 week, and you're supposed to have a new marriage?
Arnold, your wife is very unhappy, and you have to ask yourself, have I done all I could?
Trying to get the old magic back?
Join the club, honey.
Who in here is not having sex?
It's not too late for anyone who truly wants it and is willing to try.
I wonder if he talks to his wife like that. Mildred, I find it very interesting that you are naked. But you gotta keep your head up. We're doing so well, we might be able to get out of here early. Okay, what? Next step. What is it? Write a poem, hold hands in public, sing a serenade?
It's sex.
We should just get our things and go.
Did you have fantasies?
The threesome?
With?
Carol.
Carol with the corgis?
Hi! You got another corgi!
I know! But three's the limit.
You know, he was a Secret Service agent. He was K in Men in Black. Now he's just pussy in this fucking middle finger movie. By the way, for those of you new to the show, that's how we do it. If we like it, we give it a thumbs up. If we don't, we give it the middle finger. So, Whitney.
No.
Really?
Middle finger.
Middle finger. Yeah, okay. That's what I kind of thought. All right, our next movie, Will Ferrell trying to be funny. This is The Campaign.
My name is Marty Huggins. I'm running for Congress.
Huh? Does this mean we got a campaign?
Push it.
Push it.
Push it. Push it real good.
That little guy's a weirdo. I'm gonna smoke that clown.
We're gonna be under a lot of media scrutiny. Anybody have anything that they want to share with us?
I went to the petting zoo and I let the goat lick my wig.
One time I put a firefly in my butthole.
Why?
To make my farts glow.
Okay.
My opponent, Marty Huggins, works out at Curves.
Where did you get that photo?
Make sure the cameras have film in them. I feel like Britney Spears at the VMAs.
Oh, shove a throwing star up a Chinese monkey.
We've got some babies to kiss.
Stop it.
That's my baby to kiss. He just punched a baby.
The Campaign.
Is anyone asking how my hand feels after punching that iron-like jaw of that baby?
Whitney, you go first this time.
Middle finger, probably not.
Yeah, middle finger myself. There's no way. No. I think Will Ferrell should just stop. Apparently, Anchorman 2 is supposed to be coming out. Why don't you just focus on that and stop trying to be funny? Your website is funny. You are not. And really, I mean, I don't know. It's the same character all over again. This big, swarmy, goofy guy who's just arrogant and... Really? No. No. You're turning into Adam Sandler. And our final movie... Apparently, it's not just about Jason Bourne. This is The Bourne Legacy.
What's your name?
Can't get some.
Will you give yourself to this program?
Yes, sir. There is nothing that you wouldn't do for this country. You have the strength to do what's necessary.
Is he?
He's cramped.
Oh, that has healed well.
What do you think?
there, Doc.
Jason Bourne was the tip of the iceberg.
It's Aaron Cross. We have never seen evaluations like this. He's Treadstone without the inconsistency.
I've never met anybody in the program.
So how many of us are there?
You asked too many questions.
Jason Bourne is in Manhattan.
Confirmed.
What?
That's all I have. Gotta go.
People, listen up. This is a national security emergency.
The FBI is investigating links between Treadstone and this man, Jason Bourne.
I go down for this, Mark. You were given a Ferrari, and your people treated it like a lawnmower.
You're asking me to wipe the most valuable assets we've ever put in the field.
You start to consider the magnitude of what we're facing if this moves sideways on us.
Meaning what?
Meaning we will burn the program to the ground.
Hey, look. It's me. Do you want to live? Because I want to live.
You think that Jason Bourne was the whole story? There's a lot more going on here.
You've had alterations to two different chromosomes. It's the most exciting development in the history of the science.
Well, I'm not just a science project.
I gave them everything. We both did.
There you go. I'm gonna give it a thumbs up.
Middle finger.
I'm interested.
Not interested.
I'm interested. I'd like to see how they work this without Matt Damon. Okay, so we're gonna be back with I don't know, some other stuff. Couple more stories and night time. It's a Radio X show. By the way, you can follow us. Radio X show on Twitter, Facebook.
You know all my deepest secrets. I think you know to keep them. But I wonder if you know I hate sleeping alone. So come and tell me what my kiss tastes like. Don't wanna miss it, so turn off the lights. But I wonder if you know I hate sleeping alone. I have to fake it, I'd leave if I could. I'm not in love, but the sex is good. You can't mistake it, cause it's understood. To know my weakness. You always touch in all the right places. We don't get along that well. Not much for talk, but you're hot as hell. I have to fake it, I'd leave if I could. I'm not in love, but the sex is good. You can't mistake it, cause it's understood. I'm not in love, but the sex is good. Tonight, I'm gonna lay you down. my kiss tastes like. So in the morning I'll say goodbye. But I wonder if you know. And I hate sleeping alone. I have to fake it. I'd leave if I could. I'm not in love, but the sex is good. You can't mistake it, 'cause it's understood.
A little bit of Saving Evil in the Radio X Show.
If you're looking for a web host, HostGator is the place to go. For just $4.95 a month, you can get started with your very own website. No worries about bandwidth or disk space. It's all unlimited. And the customer service is incredible. Just go to RadioXShow.com, click on the HostGator button to get your own website today. Radio X.
I used to take Excedrin for my tough headache pain, but over time, I discovered that it just didn't work like it once had. That's when my doctor turned me on to this amazing new treatment.
48 million Americans suffer from pounding headaches and migraines every day. You're probably one of them.
The pain would keep me from my work, from my family, even from my TV.
But now doctors have a powerful new ally in the fight against headache pain.
And when my doctor recommended I try 2 blowjobs for the pain, I was ready to try anything. And it worked.
Head-to-head studies have shown that blowjobs are twice as effective as the leading brand and start working on contact.
I was skeptical that blowjobs would work for me, but I tried it, and my pain was gone almost instantly.
Patients even love blowjobs' patented easy swallow flavor.
It's like a burst of fruit flavor. The good taste lets me know that the pain relief is working.
Blowjobs, and you could be happy for the rest of your life.
Blowjobs are not for everyone. Consult your physician before taking. Blowjobs can result in drowsiness, eye irritation, numbness, and increased sense of lethargy, marriage, and in rare cases, a baby growing in her stomach. Patients cannot take blowjobs if at risk for a heart attack or of currently wearing braces. Blowjobs. And you could be happy for the rest of your life.
Now in new flavors and packed with protein. Pineapple, asparagus, salty dog, and gin.
Hey, Jabroni. Know your role and shut your mouth. Radio Candy.
Silence, break the silence.
Grab yourself a... Grab your help a... Grab yourself... Hey, grab yourself.
John and Winters. It's the Radio X Show.
Radio X! We're back!
Woo!
Oh, there she is! Yay!
Oh, man.
Nice nap, huh?
Yeah, it actually was. No, I'm getting, sucked into reading stuff on SCP.
On what?
The SCP Foundation website.
Details.
Well, it's just basically people who like to write stuff.
Oh.
SCP is the Secure Contain Protect Foundation. And people, make up, crazy monsters or weird beings and stuff. And, it's like a wiki page. And there's all this information about these monsters and stuff. And each one has a page. But the way they do it is that they, a lot of the stuff, in the reports, it's as if you're looking at a report you're not really supposed to be looking at. So, stuff is blanked out and redacted. So, it, leaves it up to your imagination of what's really going on.
So you have to basically imagine what you're reading.
Yeah.
Give us an example.
For example, there is... I don't know. I'm trying to think of one.
Pick a story.
Fine. I can't read the whole thing, and it's really hard to explain. I got to find one that's easy to explain. I'm sorry. Plus, the site just went down.
So
I have to pick one out of the stuff that I was just looking at.
Great.
Yeah. Where did 097 go? I'll be paid and
hosted by HostGator, which, by the way, you can get hosted by HostGator. Just go to our website at RadioXShow.com, click on the link for a HostGator, and get your own web hosting today.
The only the only one I have open is huge. It's a huge long one, and it's really kind of effed up.
All right, whatever. Thanks.
I'm sorry.
Thanks for bringing up something that you can't explain.
I can't explain it. Give me a minute for it to come back up.
Good job. Good job. All right.
Oh, wait, the site's back up. Give me a second. I'll go to one of my favorite ones. Okay.
She has a favorite one, but she can't explain it.
It's hard to explain. This one's short, okay? So, you come to the page, and it's a listing of what the thing is, and this is SPC-087. It's an object class of a Euclid, which means it's one that's dangerous and cannot be predicted. They don't really know what the hell it's doing. And so, it starts out with special containment procedures, because these things have all been, contained by this foundation. So it's SCP-087.
Okay.
Because SPC-087 is located on the campus of Information Redacted. The doorway leading to SPC-087 is constructed of reformed steel with an electro-release lock mechanism. It has been disguised to resemble a janitorial closet consistent with the design of the building. The lock mechanism on the doorknob will release unless Information Redacted bolts are applied in conjunction with counterclockwise rotation of the key. The inside of the door is lined with 6 centimeters of industrial foam padding. Due to the results of the final exploration, see document 0875, which is not, you cannot see that document. No personnel are permitted to access SPC-087. SPC-087 is an unlit platform staircase. Stairs ascend on a 38-degree angle for 13 steps before reaching a semicircular platform of approximately 3 meters in diameter. Descent direction rotates 180 degrees at each platform. The design of SCP-087 limits subjects to a visual range of approximately 1.5 flights. A light source is required for any subjects exploring SPC-087, as there are no lighting fixtures or windows present. Lighting sources brighter than 75 watts have shown to be ineffective, as SCP-087 seems to absorb excess light.
Not for nothing?
What?
I almost want to call Lindsay.
Subject report and audio recordings confirm the sound of a crying, pleading child estimated to be located approximately 200 meters below the initial platform. However, any attempts to descend the staircase have failed to bring the subjects closer to the source. The depth of descent calculated from Exploration 4, the longest exploration, is shown to be far beyond both the possible structure of both the building and geological surroundings. At this time, it is unknown if SCP-087 has an endpoint. SPC-087 has undergone 4 video recording explorations by Class D personnel. Each subject conducting an exploration has encountered SPC-087-1, which appears as a face with no visible pupils, nostrils, or mouth. The nature of SPC-087-1 is entirely unclear, but it has been determined that it is not the source of the pleading. Subjects exhibit feelings of intense paranoia and fear when faced with SCP-087-1, but is undetermined whether said feelings are abnormal or simply natural reactions. And then there's links to, like, documents, like, the documentation of these explorations, which is the Class D personnel talking to a doctor through their thing and, like, explaining what they're seeing. And all of them end with them seeing this face and freaking out and running back up the stairs. Except for the 4, which if you look around the site enough, you can find it, where the person makes it down and they realize that the face always appears in front of the people, but the 4th person to go down goes down like probably 800 kilometers into the ground. And when he turns to go back up the steps, the face is behind him and he never makes it back out of the staircase.
Hence why it doesn't exist.
No, none of this stuff exists.
No, I mean, that. Never mind.
Oh, hence why they hid the file, yeah, because the guy died. But, like, it's basically like a wiki where you can just write all this crazy stuff.
Okay.
It's so much fun. The worst one, though, is SCP-231. That one is fucked up, but I think it's my favorite one.
Okay.
Because 90% of it's left to your imagination. And basically, what your imagination is doing is imagining the worst possible scenario that 6 sex offenders can do to a 10-year-old girl.
Okay.
Who's pregnant with something that will end the universe.
Interesting.
It's horrible. But these are so awesome. I made the jump to SCP Slendy.
Nice. You're weird.
Slender Man.
Alright.
Oh, it's been the longest few days of my life.
I can tell.
And I found a video game I cannot play.
You found a video game you cannot play?
Yeah. A video game that I cannot play.
And which game is this?
Called Slender.
Okay. Alright. What is this?
Okay. Well, you have to understand what Slender Man is first.
Okay. What is Slender Man?
Slender Man is a creature of unknown origin that is a creature being with various nebulously defined characteristics and abilities. Slenderman was first mentioned in Something Awful Forums Create Paranormal Images. Basically, Slenderman is this creature that's about, well, it can be any size, but typically it appears to be about 9 feet tall. It has really long arms, really long legs, no face, it's just blank white, its whole head is just white, and that's it. And sometimes it has tentacles, sometimes it doesn't, and it's in a business suit. And basically what it does, it follows people around and it likes children. If you search Slender Man on Google, you'll find a lot of pictures of kids and he's like in the background.
Okay, creepy.
Just standing there. And it can take over. I'm trying to think. Main page abilities of the Slender Man. He slender walks. He appears and disappears at will. So basically he teleports wherever. He does not, if you're looking at him, typically he does not move. He never moves. He just stands there. Or he like moves just a little bit, but he can teleport. He can time travel because he can be anywhere at once. He can be in two places at once. He can be, he never ages, so they assume he can time travel. They say it disguises itself because they say that the suit is not like, it's not what it normally wears. Like, that's not what it really looks like. They say it disguises itself in a suit so it blends in, but something with no face doesn't blend into anything. And it control people. It like brainwashes people and they start out really scared of him and then they're like, they become fine with him, and it's like nobody really knows what happens to you when the Slender Man gets you, but whatever. And he also takes over victims and makes them attack other people. Like he's a puppeteer. And yeah, he has a love-hate relationship with children, which is freaky. Like, this is the creepiest picture, though. It's, like, these little kids, and they're, like, in a park, and they're on the swings, and he's just, like, standing under a tree in the background. And he's just standing there. And it's like, oh, God. And he makes people... one thing is he makes people sick. Like, he makes you really sick when he's around. Or when you've, like...
Making me sick right now.
What?
Making me sick right now.
It's, like, it's really... Okay, it's not... that creepy, but then what you have to do is you really
that creepy
about Slender Man. Like, he created him, but then Marble Hornets on YouTube created a series kind of based on Slender Man, but they call him the Operator. But it's like the same thing, like he looks the same, but they call him the Operator, and it's like they've been doing this for a couple years, and like they're investigating him, trying to figure out what it is and why he's doing what he's doing, because he's been following this one boy, this little boy's entire life. So I watched all these videos, and they were actually like, in the beginning they were a little freaky, because like, I mean, he's randomly there. Like, there's one video where the kid's driving and he's talking to himself in the camera, and he drives past an alleyway. And Slender Man's, like, down the alleyway, just standing there. It's the kind of the shock factor, because he just pops out. So I watched all the videos, and they were kind of funny. By the end, I was just like, yes, this is awesome! Slender Man's so cool! And then, so, I decided I was going to play the video game. There's a video game based on Slender Man. So you're in the middle of the woods. You start out in the middle of the woods, and you have a flashlight. And that's all you have. And that's the only thing you can see with, and it's a little flashlight. And if you leave it on for too long, it dies. And then you're screwed. And there's no sound except for like cricket, like normal, like wind, the sound of wind. There's the sound of you walking on the ground, and then there's the sound of like crickets and stuff. And the goal of the game is to collect 8 pages that are things about Slender Man. Because I guess one of the things that people do, like people who have been experienced with Slender Man, even though they really can't remember it, they write stuff about it while they're like under. And so, like, there's all these pages, like, one of them says, no eyes, but always watches. Another one says, help me. And one's a picture, like, a drawing of Slender Man. And you're supposed to find these pages. Well, you go and you find the first page, and the second you find the first page, this really creepy music starts. And every page you find after that, like, the music just gets creepier and creepier. But the second you find the first page, Slender Man starts to come after you. So, like, you'll be walking, and you'll turn around, and he'll be standing by a tree or something. And, like, you have to shut off your flashlight immediately and run, or he'll kill you. And so, I tried to play, and it didn't really work out, because I was like, the first time I played, I got lost, and I couldn't find any pages, and apparently, if you don't find any pages, eventually he just comes after you anyways, like, to try to speed you up. And the second the creepy music started, I quit the game. Because this was, like, in the middle of the night, and I had just finished watching all the videos. And while they were kind of funny towards the end, like, it gets in your head, and it's a little creepy.
You're so stupid.
And so, I quit playing. And then the next day, I was like, I am going to be super, super, like, brave, and I'm going to play this game. And so what I did is I just basically sprinted through the woods the entire time collecting the pages, and I never turned around to look behind me. And if, like, I got to a point where there was, like, a corner or something, instead of, like, going around the corner and, like, looking, I would just sprint past it. And I got 5 pages before he found me, because, like, if you don't look behind you, he doesn't, like, if you look at him, he's kind of like the angels from Doctor Who. He stops moving. And then it gives you time to run. But if you never do that, he eventually, like, teleports right behind you and turns you around. So, like, you have no choice but to look at him, and then if he does that, he immediately kills you. If you let him get that close to you, you're done. So then I was like, okay, well, I can do better than that, and I tried to play it again, and I got to, like, the first page, and I was like, nope, you can't do it.
Chicken shit.
Play. I am, like, it's, I'm not... Like, horror movies and stuff don't really bother me. Things that bother me are when things pop out at you. That's what bothers me. The shock factor.
Alrighty then. We'll be back. More stuff. Radio X.
show.
The Radio X Story of the Week.
Number two.
All right, time for the Radio X Story of the Week. We're at the number two spot. Number two story of the week, where a man has been arrested in Annapolis, Maryland, after he shouted expletives and pretended to shoot a gun at an audience at a local movie theater. This idiot. 25-year-old Kyle Nolan Tanner entered an afternoon showing of what movie? Take a guess.
Dark Knight Rises.
Close. Madagascar 3.
Madagascar 3.
He did this at the Bowtie Cinemas, allegedly began cursing at the screen and at the audience. He exited the theater twice, and on his third entrance, he allegedly pretended to shoot a gun at the audience with his hands. Several audience members fled. Cops were summoned. His alleged behavior likely triggered a particularly emotional reaction due to the deadly shooting that occurred at a Colorado movie theater earlier in July, killing 12, leaving 58 injured. Tanner's been charged with disorderly conduct, reckless endangerment, and second-degree assault. According to the Washington Post, he's being held at the Jennifer Road Detention Center in Annapolis. Apparently, he's not the only guy afterwards that has alarmed the movie theater audiences. James Mapes, arrested days after the shooting for walking into a movie theater with a gun on his waist. This was in Thornton, Colorado, just 25 miles from Aurora. He was wearing a shirt that said, liberalism leads to terrorism.
Oh my god. I like a punch him in the face.
Sounds right. Like a fun shirt, though.
I want to wear that shirt.
Alright, we've got the number one story of the week coming up after the break. Don't go anywhere.
Support the show with your own Radio X Show gear, only at the Radio X Show Shop Zone. All kinds of things are up for grabs. T-shirts, hoodies, clocks, mugs, stuff for the kids, and there's stuff for pets, too. Just go to shopzone.radioxshow.com and get your gear today.
Do you ever walk in and find your husband quickly zipping up his pants? Does your husband suffer from tap? Then he may be addicted to porno. Mine was, and he left me to go be number 73 in the world's biggest gangbang. Did you know that one out of three marriages are ruined by excessive porno? Mine was. I mean, I like sex, but I'm no match for Janet Jackson. If you think your husband has a porno habit, help that nasty bastard before it goes too far. The early warning signs are there. Ask him to do a self-exam.
If you watch porno before 10 a.m., if you know the name of any guy in porno besides Ron Jeremy, if you can't get aroused unless you hear this,
oh, yeah.
You may be addicted to porno.
But there's more.
If you're willing to donate your spine to Larry Flint, if your woman has thrown away all of your porno tapes and you masturbate to The View,
Star Jones.
If you like your woman to shower in 5-inch pumps, you may be addicted to porno.
So if you think your husband is addicted to porno, please call 1-800-I-SEE-YOUR-ASS today.
That's 1-800-I-SEE-YOUR-ASS. Call today.
Radio X.
All right, it's Radio X Show. John and Witters. Coming up with the number one story of the week in just a little bit. And then, Wendy's going to go ahead and play a game that she can't play. Because despite her saying, yeah, I got to go to bed, she'll hang out with Slendy all night. It's a Radio X Show.
I will drive past.
you're having trouble hearing the radio stream, take your fingers out of your ears.
That's a relief.
Except for you. Yeah, you take your finger out of your ass.
That sounds pleasant.
More fun than naked Crisco Twister.
John and Winters. It's the Radio X Show.
Yeah!
Hoo-ah! Hoo-ah! John Winters Radio X Show, RadioXShow.com. We're at that point, friends. You know what point it is.
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for
the Radio X Story of the Week.
There we go. Top Dog, number one story of the week. And apparently Pennsylvania is in the news a lot this week, because the Pennsylvania woman is in the news. She, apparently... Hold on a second here. Stop this here. I know, it's unbelievable, but no. This woman...
Oh, E.T. Dub. Pennsylvania just became a better place. Just saying.
Okay, why?
Because there are certain people who are no longer in Pennsylvania.
Who?
Good school, leave it at that.
Okay. A Pennsylvania woman was severely sunburned buttocks last night stabbed her boyfriend with a large steak knife after he slapped her ass while she was doing the dishes in her home. 24-year-old Tiffany Sherry is facing an assortment of criminal charges stemming from the incident in her Bethlehem apartment. She's being held in Northampton County Prison in lieu of a $25,000 bond. Here's what happened. She was cleaning the dishes. Her boyfriend, Michael Martinez, slapped her in the ass. Martinez told the Bethlehem cop he did this as a joke because he was aware that she had sunburn in the area. She didn't find it amusing, became immediately agitated. Martinez told cops that she turned around from the sink and was holding a large steak knife. As he backed away, Martinez recalled Sherry followed him into the living room. He then asked her, "What are you going to do, stab me in front of your children?" So she told him to leave the room. Then he poked him in the abdomen with his knife. Then he stabbed him in the shoulder. Before stabbing him a third time, she screamed, quote, "I'm going to fucking kill you." When cops arrived at Martinez's residence, they found him bleeding from a stomach wound and observed two distinct cuts to the front and rear of his right shoulder area. Martinez was transported to a local hospital for treatment. Sherry's collar apparently was not her first cutlery related arrest. She was arrested in 2008 after allegedly stabbing a man with a fork. Why? Guess.
I have no idea.
Why was she arrested? She stabbed him for a fork.
Because she stabbed...
with a fork. But why?
I don't know.
It had nothing to do with Slendy.
I don't know. Because the voices told her to?
No. No voices.
I don't know.
She was busted in 2008 for allegedly stabbing a man with a fork.
She stabbed a man with a fork because he tried to take her food.
No.
I don't know.
They were having an argument.
Stab somebody with a fork?
Over diapers.
Oh, well.
Oh, that came off. So diapers, all right, then I understand that, right? Alright, that, my friends, is the Radio X Show. We're going to do closing show credits here. Winnie, tell them about the fine things you can find in Shop Zone.
Make it up.
Or don't. Earth to Whitney. I don't hear Whitney. All right, well, if you want to get stuff over at Shop Zone, you can. We've got shirts, hats, t-shirts, and more. Shirts and t-shirts, get it? Idiot. We have bags, we have little tiny things that are up there. You can go ahead and get your stuff. Go to shopzone.radioxshow.com for more. Whitney has a website. She doesn't update it. She doesn't care about it. But whatever. Go to it anyway. Witters, WHCTRS.NU. I've got a website. I've turned it into a wrestling site. Why? Because I have nothing else to write about. Because I'm pathetic and lame. But you can check it out anyway. It's thedeadend.net. I don't know. I'll put random crap up there, too. I don't know. I have no idea what the hell I'm going to do with it. Maybe I'll go ahead and start writing about dogs next week. Who the fuck knows? I'm bored. Give me something to write about. All right. What else? The show? Let's see here. We got the... Oh, affiliates. Thanks, guys. Thanks for carrying this crap. Idiots. You know, I've noticed the affiliates, they're not taken to being called idiots anymore. It's not like the old days. You call someone a moron, they laugh. They think it's funny. Like Shane. He thought it was cool. John calls me an idiot.
Moron. Can you hear me now?
Huh? Barely.
You can?
A little bit. There we go.
WTF is wrong with my new microphone?
It's funny, too, because it worked great for 2 hours and 50 minutes. Well, 2 hours and 20 minutes.
I don't understand.
I don't know what to tell you.
Is there, legit something wrong with it?
I don't know. I hear you now.
If there's legit something wrong with it, I'm taking it back. Because
yeah,
I just freaking bought it.
You were legit trying to get out of the show credits. I know.
No, I just bought this. I'm pissed if it doesn't work.
Well, it works now.
Well, obviously it wasn't working, 4 minutes ago, because I was sitting here yelling.
You were yelling?
Yes, I was yelling. I was like, can you hear me? Can you hear me? What? When you said Witter's website, I yelled that I did update my website, 2 days ago.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Yay!
Oh, I have a beef with you, though.
Hooray.
In the show credits that you sent me... You spelled Witter's website W-H-I-T-T-R-E-R apostrophe S.
Did I? I don't think I did.
W-H-I-T-T-E-R.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Apostrophe.
Oh, please, really? You gonna get
really?
Over grammatics and
really?
Something that,
that
no one reads?
My name is not Witter. My name is Witters. There's an S at the end of it. The apostrophe goes after the S.
All right. Fine. I will. I don't know. Really?
Really?
Don't you have whiteout, print it up, and then cover
I'm
it up?
I'm not printing it up, because then I would have to print it up, and I would have to handwrite it in, and then I'd be pissed off because it's all printed, and part of it's handwritten, so I'd have to freaking do it again.
The circle of life. We're out of here. Have a great week, weekend, bar mitzvah. I don't know what the hell you're doing.
Woohoo! Bye bye, guys.
Bye bye.
John and Winters. It's the Radio X Show.